With me on the line is Joe Job, the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. Joe, of course, the president addressed alternative fuels in a State of the Union address, and of course he talked about, in particular, biodiesel. What's your reaction to what the president had to say?
Well, obviously we were very excited to hear him lay out his 20 and 10 plan. It was a very bold initiative for renewable energy, alternative energy, and that's a very significant volume. It called for an increase of the renewable fuel standard from the current levels of 2012 annual levels of 7.5 billion gallons, expanding that to 35 billion gallons by 2020. That is very bold initiative. It's very aggressive. We were very thrilled to hear that. In addition to that, immediately following the president, the Democratic response signaled that they wanted to work with the president on energy issues, particularly renewable energy. So we were excited to see some very strong leadership on energy. It was a plan that was a bit of a departure from the administration. They have long favored renewable energy and been very supportive of biodiesel. Of course, the president is the first United States president to ever say the word biodiesel publicly. First president to sign the first biodiesel tax credit into law that went into effect January of 2005. But this plan was very comprehensive in that it favored renewable energy very strongly, as well as laid out plan for energy conservation, which has been somewhat lacking in previous administration plans, and energy diversification, a recognition that there really is no single silver bullet. It's going to take a more of a silver buckshot approach to resolve our energy issues. And so we're very excited about that. We're also very excited that biodiesel was mentioned specifically, and it was nice it was mentioned at the end of an applause line by the rest of Congress. And, you know, you might think that that's, well, okay, he's mentioned, the president has mentioned biodiesel a lot of times, but this was a State of the Union address that was getting a lot of attention, maybe a little bit more attention than normal, just because of the fact that we're a nation at war. Half of the speech was about the war in Iraq. And so, as you might imagine, with a State of the Union address, every single word of that speech is scrutinized by all the members of the cabinet, the entire administration. It's shared with leadership levels of Congress and others. And so every word is handpicked very carefully. So the fact that half the speech was dedicated to the war, the rest of all of the issues that the country is dealing with was left to the remainder of the speech, and energy got a very strong level of attention in that portion of the speech with biodiesel and ethanol receiving some specific attention. So we think that is very encouraging. It's very encouraging to see the Democratic majority in Congress seeming to react somewhat favorably to those energy messages, but the proof will be in the pudding. We'll have to see how both Congress and the administration, if they're able to work together to achieve some significant energy legislation in the next 2 years in this 110th Congress.
Now, of course, speeches are one thing. Even legislative action by Congress, even local governments, that's another thing. But how does the industry respond? How do you guys put together a plan of action to make what the president proposes to fruition?
We're going to be meeting in San Antonio. We're going to be doing an opening speech. The theme of this conference is the importance of government policy to our industry. We are a policy-driven industry, a government policy-driven industry, and the importance of our industry coming together to achieve our common public policy initiatives. And So that's really going to be a strong theme of our conference next week in San Antonio, and those messages will be woven throughout. We are, I'm going to be laying out our industry's vision for the next 10 years and the public policy initiatives that we hope to achieve in this 110th Congress in the next 2 years. That's so important that we achieve in order to achieve that 10-year vision. Because of the government policy theme that will be advanced at this conference, we have 2,900 people registered currently. Last year we had 800 people sign up on site, so it's still a guess how many folks will have our conference, but we expect at least 3,000 and perhaps more than that, maybe closer to 3,500. But we're awfully excited about that. We've got a lot of momentum for energy. Even though one of the factors always in an energy industry is the current price of petroleum, and of course that number is falling. But as far as our public policy initiatives and achieving the industry's public policy goals, supporting what the President and Congress have said we need to do as a nation, we're going to hopefully rally this industry toward those goals next week in San Antonio.
You sound pretty optimistic that you can make the President's plan come to
life. Whether it is the President's specific plan or the energy goals that were laid out in that plan that end up coming out of the political process in Congress, there are a lot of political dynamics going on with a narrowly divided Congress, a razor-thin majority in the House and Senate, for the Democrats, a Republican administration already entering a premature presidential election cycle. There are a huge number of political dynamics that are going on in Washington, D.C. We're hopeful that for the sake of this country, the sake of the future of this country, we're hopeful that our leaders in Washington can come together and do what's right for the nation. They've laid it out, they've demonstrated some leadership, but they've got to put partisan politics aside to get what needs to be done for our children, for our grandchildren, for the future of our nation.
That's Joe Jobe, CEO of the National Biodiesel Board. I'm John Davis reporting.